evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is not Michael Collins Piper, and this is not a repeat, unless, of course, they decide to repeat this show 2 weeks from now. Mike is on a little bit of a four-day weekend, and this time he didn't ask me to fill in for him. I offered because I could hear in his voice that he was kind of tired and run down, and I said, you know, you need a break. And he said, yeah, I do need a break. And so I said, well, I said, would you like me to fill in for you tonight, which I've never offered to do before. But I did tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because I had a particular reason for doing it. I have somebody on tonight as a guest. Of course, in case you have not figured it out, this is Mark Glenn, Cub reporter for American Free Press newspaper. I'm going to have a guest on tonight who I wanted to give her the opportunity of being on. She's a good friend of mine. I'm sure many of you know her. She is an extremely talented writer on the Internet. As far as I'm concerned, not only is she one of the best writers on the Internet, she's one of the best writers, period. And her name is Joanna Francis, and she's going to be with us here tonight to talk about some of the things that are going on in the news. Of course, as you may or may not know, the call-in number tonight is 800-313-9443. We're going to be bouncing around a lot of different topics, ladies and gentlemen, but the one thing that I would like to discuss tonight, and this is the reason why I asked Joanna to come on the program, is this thing known as the culture war. Now, okay, I just got word that we have her on, so why don't you go ahead and bring her up for us, Mike, at RBN. The reason that I wanted to talk about the culture war a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, is because it is something that is every bit as important to what is going on, not just in our country, but in our world. Every bit as important as what is going on in the political world. And I think that far too often this topic kind of gets skipped over. Perhaps people find it a little bit too divisive, a little bit too controversial. After all, need we remind each other that we do live in an age not of free speech or free thought, but where everything really is confined within very tight parameters as to what we are allowed and not allowed to discuss. So I have found out of the many, many people I've gotten to know over the years doing what it is I do, that a lot of people are very versed on the politics, what we would call the political war taking place, but very few of them seem to have a grasp of or even an interest in what we would call the culture war. And, of course, by that, I'm talking about the very lifeblood that sustains our civilization, and I'm not just talking about our American civilization, but really our Western civilization. And I have found that of all the people out there, Ms. Francis is one of the most well-versed and the most eloquent in discussing this as an American woman of a Catholic background. She, in my opinion, has a very good grasp of what is going on, and she has written some fantastic articles out there on the Internet. So anyway, I invite all of you out there tonight to call in and to weigh in on this. I have been told that she's on. Are you on with us, Joanna?
Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you? An hour ago, you weren't sounding so good when I asked you to come on the show.
Yeah, I said I had cold feet and forget it.
Well, I'm glad whatever you did with your feet that induced you to change your mind, I'm glad that you did. Anyway, there is that music indicating we are going to our first break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be back in three with Joanna Francis. Stay tuned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it, Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this May 20-something 2008 edition of the Piper Report. I want to start off, first of all, with a little bit of administrative business. First of all, thanks to John Stettmiller at RBN for doing all that he does keeping this radio station afloat. I'm sure he catches a lot of hell for allowing people to say the kinds of things that they say, exercising their right to free speech. That's number one. Number two, tomorrow morning on the Liberty Hour, which I host with my good friend Phil Turney, we will have two guests on. The first is Eileen Fleming of WeAreWideAwake.org. She will be talking about the situation as it pertains to Mordecai Vanunu. Of course, those of you out there who do not know about Mordecai, he was an Israeli nuclear technician who worked at the Dimona nuclear weapons facility, blew the whistle on what Israel was doing, and spent close to 20 years in prison, in an Israeli prison, converted to Christianity, and now that he's been released, Israel is trying to throw him back into jail. They will not let him leave the country, and in general, they are just making life hell for him. That's during the first hour. The second hour, we're going to have the Reverend Ted Pike, a very good friend of mine, hopefully a good friend of all of yours out there. I consider Ted to be one of the pioneers of our movement. Certainly, I would say that of all the people out there, in addition to my good friend Mike Piper, that Ted Pike was the one really who opened my eyes as to what was going on in our world with regards to Israel, Zionism, and what we would call the Jewish issue. So that is tomorrow. And, of course, also those of you out there in Chicago, and I know that there's at least one person listening to the show tonight in Chicago, and that is, I believe it's, he calls himself Mike in Illinois. Tomorrow is the beginning of the Palestinian-American National Congress Conference. I believe it is being held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Chicago, and it is being done to commemorate the 60 years of exile and oppression and occupation that the Palestinian Christians and Muslims have been enduring at the hands of God's chosen people. So anybody interested in finding out more about the conference there in Chicago, if you'd like to attend, simply go to currentissues.tv, and there should be some information right there on the website. Now, as I said before the break, we have with us tonight Joanna Francis, good friend of mine and somebody I consider to be a very eloquent, very intelligent writer. Certainly what I, someone I would characterize as being one of the best writers out there, particularly as it pertains to the culture war. Now, anybody out there, and I see we have some callers lined up, and I know at least a few of them are fans of Joanna, and we will be bringing you up shortly. Joanna, let's just give the folks here a little bit of a background as to why you remained silent for so many years, and then out of the blue you decided to add your voice to this growing chorus against what we would call the destructive tendencies of what we would call the Zionist influence.
Well, basically, because I didn't know all of these things that I know now. I was like so many people who was, you know, raised to believe what I heard on the news and to believe what I read in newspapers and what we were taught in school. And it wasn't until a few years ago that all of their lies started unraveling, and I started seeing the horror before my eyes. And in all of the things I realized were related, you know, the culture wars that you mentioned, the situation in the Middle East with our country's obeisance to Israel, and, you know, that history was not as we had been taught, especially with regards to the Holocaust and World Wars One and Two, and all of these things I realized had a common denominator, including, of course, what is near and dear to our hearts, yours and mine, Vatican II, and what they did to our church. But the common denominator was our friends, our Semitic friends, the Jews, and, of course, Freemasons as well. And so, you know, it wasn't until I met you that you encouraged me to write. That's how I went.
Well, I'm not going to take the credit or the blame for that in case anybody out there is looking for just one more reason to hate me. But anyway, that's just a joke anyway. Now, listen, as I said before the break, I consider this issue of the culture war to be every bit as important, if not more important, than the political war. And by that, what I mean is this. You know, about a week ago, I was rereading through some quotes that appeared on Mike Rivera's WhatReallyHappened.com website, and I came across a quote that I had seen a few years ago and kind of filed it away. And as I was rereading through these quotes and I came across this particular quote again, it struck me. There was something about it that affected me in a way that it had not affected me before, and it was a quote written by a former spy chief, Raphael Eitan. Now, Raphael Eitan, of course, was the spy master who handled Jonathan Pollard, and who has been actively seeking to secure Jonathan Pollard's release from the prison cell where he rightly and justly rots. And the quote that he that has been attributed to Raphael Eitan is, "Once we have settled the land, once we Jews have settled the land, all they," meaning the Palestinians, "all they will be able to do is to scurry around like drugged cockroaches in a bottle." Now, of course, as I said, Eitan was talking about specifically the Palestinians. But when you look at his quote in the context of what has happened to Western Christian civilization in general, this is basically what has become of us as a people.
Right.
We are like drugged cockroaches scurrying around in a bottle. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know where we have come from, what we're doing, where we're going. All we have to do is turn on the TV every night and see what passes for culture and for entertainment. It is nothing but garbage, and I'm not even talking about the stuff that I consider to be morally offensive. I'm just talking about the run-of-the-mill garbage that is on TV that does absolutely nothing to stimulate the intellect or to cause people to elevate themselves to higher thinking or whatnot. It really is all design. I know this sounds like I'm beating a dead horse here because it's been mentioned so many times, but everything that is out there in what we would call our media, our mainstream media, is just garbage that is basically done to reduce us to these cockroaches, drugged cockroaches in a bottle. Now, would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. And I was running around like a drugged cockroach myself, but I didn't realize it until, as I said, a few years ago when I started figuring these things out. And now, you know, it's so shocking, it's so shattering that I don't know which is worse, to be the drugged cockroach or to be fully awake in a society where so few people are awake, where we do see that the rest of them are still drugged cockroaches, and now we've awakened, and it's horrible because there are only a few of us.
It's the truth, yes.
I feel very much alone. That's why I tell you, if I didn't have you to talk to about these things, I think I would go nuts. You know, I feel like I'm in a movie. My life is like being in a movie where I'm the only person who knows the plot or who knows that, you know, there's some impending doom and no one believes me, like being Cassandra.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I agree with you, Joanna. This is something that actually I hear from almost everybody now with whom I speak, who I would consider to be one of us, is that they all are suffering from a certain amount of burnout. They're depressed. They're bewildered. They don't understand how something as big as the problem that we are dealing with, that we're facing right now, and I'm not even talking about the war, okay? I'm just talking about the general disconcern for what is happening to our culture. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about things, and this individual, I started kind of, you know, I hate to say this word, but I started lecturing him a few years ago about the war, about where society was going and whatnot, and he always kind of ignored me. Well, I ran into him again a few weeks ago, and now he's starting to feel the pinch, you know, because his dollar is not buying what it used to. Gas is costing more, and he's now starting to pay closer attention to things. But his attitude is that of most Americans, which is, well, you know, we've gone through tough times before, and we'll pull through this. We always do, blah, blah, blah. And I had to stop him there, and I had to say, listen, I said, take a look at these young kids today. And by young, of course, I, as a middle-aged individual, I consider people who are 20 years old.
Speak for yourself. We're the same age.
Exactly. Well, sorry.
We're young,
that's just honey. Yeah, I guarantee you, you're not going bald and gray like I am. nevertheless, I consider, you know, people of 20 years and younger to be kids. And I said to my friend, I said, listen, look at the way they behave. Look at the way they talk, the way they carry themselves. They have no what you would call intellectual or cultural development. You can see, I guarantee you, they're completely versed on who Britney's latest bed partner is, or which star is pregnant, or some other strange fad that you know, even you and I in our wildest days in high school or college would never have dreamed of doing, completely versed in it. And these are the kids who are going to be running the world in a few years. And speaking of running the world, there is that commercial indicating that we've got to make some money here on the station. So everybody stay tuned. We welcome your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Joanna France.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this. As I said, I can't remember if it's May the 21st or 22nd. 23rd, there we go. Okay. Well, listen, you can't blame me. This is what happens when you've got eight kids. I don't even remember all their names sometimes. We have tonight with us, ladies and gentlemen, Joanna Francis, who I consider to be a very powerful voice out there writing on the Internet and whatnot. And incidentally, those of you who have been clamoring to, for her to get back to her computer and writing, she is going to be, according to her promises to me, she's going to be a regular feature on the Ugly Truth WordPress website, which is the website that I operate. So you will be getting a good regular dose of Joanna Francis's writings in the near future. Now, Joanna.
Yes.
Now that we have set the stage for this discussion about the culture war, I'd like to ask you three questions. Number one, what is the culture war? Number two, who is behind it? And number three, why?
Okay, number one, what is the culture war? Okay, you warned me to be ecumenical, so I'm going to try. Okay, the culture war is essentially the battle between Jews and Christians for control of the moral fiber, the moral tone of our culture. And you and I weren't around at this time, but if you look back at the way our parents were raised, say growing up in the 50s, when it was positively unheard of for young girls to be promiscuous, or if they were, they were essentially banished and weren't considered marriage material, where, you know, my mother told me that when she was in high school, in the 50s that girls were terrified to even be found alone with a boy, even if they weren't doing anything, because their reputations would be ruined. And that may seem unfair to us today, but the truth is that it really protected women. And this area is really near and dear to my heart, because this is one of the areas that I started researching a few years ago. It was feminism. And I figured out that my generation, our generation, the post-Vatican II generation, post-sexual revolution generation, that we were really ripped off. I mean, it is unprecedented, the changes that took place in the 1960s while we were being born. So we came up in the 70s and 80s in the wake of this violent war, the changes that had taken place in the 60s. So we didn't notice a change. We came up in this, that's all we knew. But what had happened essentially was there had been a double coup that took place in the early 1960s. One is what you and I talk about all the time, is how control of the Catholic Church was wrested from, you know, true Catholic bishops and popes into the hands of Judeo-Masonry. At the same time, after the assassination of President Kennedy, that is when the culture wars, the sexual revolution was unleashed on our society, because I believe that the powers that be who usurped the Vatican sent the message, okay, we've got the church. The church had always been the biggest obstacle to their revolution, and even today, they make a feeble attempt to speak out against abortion, against euthanasia, but essentially the church had always been the biggest obstacle. So once they felt they had that neutralized, then the forces were unleashed, and you had this, it really was a revolution because it was fomented. It was not a natural evolution in morals. It was a drastic inversion that suddenly everything that had been considered almost taboo was now being, you know, flaunted, that this is the way to be, that women should have sex before they're married, that they should, you know, if they get pregnant, just have an abortion and live with a boyfriend. And I realized that my generation, we didn't realize that the feminists who were encouraging us to do these things actually were intent on destroying us and our society. Because women and men are totally different creatures. I mean, not only in the obvious anatomical way, but emotionally as well. So to encourage a young girl to become sexually active before she's married is just, you know, is a cruel trick to play, because we're not emotionally promiscuous. You know, we're just not made that way. So it's essentially, the culture war is, to get to the lowest common denominator, Satan versus God. But in human terms, it is the Jews with their Gentile lackeys, the Freemasons, who are intent on subverting the natural order. That's why they call their program, or we call it, the New World Order, because they're replacing the Old World Order, which is the Christian order. So if the Christian order promotes marriage, the sanctity of life, and large families, and innocence, then they promote everything that is its opposite. And why? Clearly to destroy us. I mean, that's what Satan does. Kill, destroy, lie. And as you and I have been discussing recently, insofar as the Jews have rejected Christ and the Khazars who converted to Judaism have adopted that mentality and that philosophy, they've left themselves open to be unwittingly used by Satan in his battle against God, and we're all trapped in the middle.
Well, I could not think of a better description for what is going on than what you have just said. And unfortunately, we are going to another break. Time really is flying by. But listen, get yourself a cup of coffee and take a deep breath, because we're going to jump into this some more after the break. Everybody, stay tuned. Call the number, of course, 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from you and your questions for Joey and the Prince.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, to this May the 23rd, 2008 edition of the Piper Report. Mike is not with us tonight, although he is in spirit, and he specifically instructed me to tell all of you when I came on the show tonight that he said hello. Tonight we have with us Joanna Francis, good friend of mine, somebody I'll just admit I am green with envy over her ability to write. She has a very, very powerful voice when she writes. She will be a regular addition on the Ugly Truth website where I post my pieces. And we are discussing the culture war, something that seems to be the last taboo now that people are beginning to recognize that there is something wrong. There is something not kosher, or depending on how you look at it, kosher in American politics, and people are beginning to talk more about that. But they don't want to talk about this other aspect. Now, before we bring up the callers, Joanna, I wanted to relate to you and to others really what was the catalyst that got me involved in all this. And I remember this distinctly as if it happened yesterday. My first child had been born, and I'd say she was maybe 2 or 3 weeks old, and I had just gotten a letter in the mail from the Right to Life organization. And I opened this letter. Of course, it was a fundraising letter, but it was also a letter that was trying to mobilize people into writing their congressman or whatever in order to support banning a certain type of abortion that I had not even known about. And, of course, this was known as partial birth abortion. And they had a diagram, a drawn diagram, of what takes place in this procedure where basically a full-term child, literally within moments of being born, is delivered three-quarters of the way out of the mother's body, and then a pair of scissors is jammed into the back of the baby's skull, and a tube is inserted in the back of this child's head, and its brains are sucked out. And when I saw this, I said, how is this possible that a civilized culture, civilized Christian society that wrote in one of its greatest documents that all men are created equal with the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and all the rest of it, that something like this can take place? And I went in and looked at the looked at my daughter lying in her crib, just looking up at me and smiling, and I thought to myself, this process that's taking place to these children, it's taking place to children not much smaller than my child sitting here. And in that instant, I knew that the day was coming in this country where it was not just going to be an option for women to do this, but if the people responsible for bringing this about are not stopped, they're going to make it mandatory. Now, as I said, this is what really got me on this path to discovering what was wrong with our country. And from there, you know, everything else fell into place. The militant gay agenda, pornography, the destruction of the family, all of this. And some people don't like to hear this, but unfortunately, in case after case after case, whether we were discussing abortion, whether it was pornography, the destruction of the family, the elevation of what I would consider to be the lower qualities of people, in instance after instance, in positions where major decisions were made as to where these agendas were going, I didn't see a Muslim sitting there. I didn't see a Christian of whatever stripe, whether they were left of center, right of center, or right down the middle of the road. I saw in almost every case that there was a member of the synagogue sitting there. Now, is this just an accident? I ask you this, Joanna. Is this just an accident?
No, Mark. And the abortion issue is the crux of what we would call the culture wars. This is truly the bottom line. It is life and death. Now, abortion would be something that was unthinkable 50 years ago, that we would ever as a society accept it. But this is part of the social engineering that they've done on us, is that not only are they trying to kill us? You know, remember that first piece that you asked me to write, Killing Us Left and Right? I think that's on your Crescent and Cross website.
Yes,
that's my manifesto. And I talked about how that's what led me to realize that the Jews are essentially responsible for all of these corrupting influences in our society. And I asked myself, what is the end game? What is their goal? And it is essentially death. Not only to kill us in any way that they can by starting wars in the Middle East and in Europe that are not necessary to kill us that way, but the ultimate, I guess, trick in Satan's bag that they implement is getting us to kill ourselves, getting us to kill our own offspring. Now, you mentioned partial birth abortion, and that is a vile procedure, but it's also totally unnecessary, because they say that they have to do it for the life of the mother because the mother can't pass the baby's head through the birth canal. So they have to suck the brains out, collapse the head, and pull it out. Now, that is an absurdity, because if the mother can't pass the baby through the birth canal, they can just do a C-section. The bottom line is that's just a late-term abortion. Okay, so it's really no different. It doesn't really shock me, because essentially it's the same baby even if you abort it in the first trimester. And so the life issue is essentially at the heart of the culture wars. It is life and death. And insofar as we participate in their culture of pornography and corruption and, you know, premarital sex, we essentially are killing ourselves, our offspring, our culture, on behalf of Satan through his minions, the Jews. That's why they're the majority of the abortionists. It's no accident, Mark. No, they're killing us.
Yes, and you know, the thing is that this is one of the things that I go round and round with a lot of people about, particularly people who are involved in the Middle East situation or whatnot. You know, for me, there is no division, okay? I see the war going on in the Middle East. I see the corruption of our political system by groups such as AIPAC and these others. And I see wrapped in with all of this as well, abortion and pornography, the destruction of our families and whatnot. It seems as if, you know, this peculiar tribe of people, they are unwilling to elevate themselves to what we would call the norms of normal society. Okay, they're like a group of people, you know, who they have fallen into the ocean. They've fallen off a boat, and they've fallen in the waters, and you reach your hand down to pull them back up to safety, but they don't want to be within the confines of that safety. Instead, they want to pull you in the water with them, with the sharks and the alligators and the barracudas and everything else. And so, you know, I know that this is hard for a lot of people to hear. But, you know, facts are facts, just like Benjamin Friedman wrote nearly a century ago, the Jew who converted to Christianity and then spent the balance of his life trying to warn people about this insidious influence that had wormed its way throughout what was our once Christian society. And so this is every bit as much a problem as the political situation. If we were to kick AIPAC out of the country, arrest all of their operatives for being the spies that they are, along with other groups such as the American Jewish Committee and the ADL and all the others, we would still be a rotting corpse because we do not understand the principles of right and wrong anymore. We still have an up-and-coming generation who cannot think critically, who cannot think in terms of any kind of what we would call moral quantification. Is this right or is this wrong? Should I do this or should I not do this? We don't have this ability anymore. Yes, I know that there are a few pockets here and there, a few pockets of resistance, but in general, the soil has been poisoned, and now everything that seems to be growing from that soil is poisoned as well. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes, and it's interesting you just used the term pockets of resistance. And we were talking this week, I've been really into the story about the FLDS cult, as they call them, in Texas, that group of fundamentalist Mormons in Texas where they removed all of those children, 400-plus children. Now, that was a pocket of resistance. Now, they're living their lives, and, you know, we wouldn't want to live a life like that, but I think the reason those children were removed. I don't believe any of this garbage about how, you know, the children were being abused and, you know, there were 13-year-old girls who were pregnant. All of those allegations have proven to be false, and thank goodness the Third Court of Appeals in Texas has overruled Child Protective Services in Texas, and it looks like the children may be returned. But the whole point of that was that those people are bucking the system. They're having babies, you see. They claim that the children had to be removed because underage girls were getting pregnant. Now, the truth of the matter is they don't care about underage girls getting pregnant. They care about underage girls having babies. And the proof of that is that in Kansas, the attorney general a couple of years ago was investigating abortion clinics. And, of course, he earned the ire of every, you know, ACLU member and, you know, all of the Jewish groups because he was saying that these clinics were providing abortions to underage girls when they knew that the fathers of these girls were over 18. In other words, they were cases of statutory rape. But the abortion clinics were not reporting this to the authorities, even though they're supposed to. Like if a 15-year-old girl comes in for an abortion and she has a 30-year-old boyfriend, they're supposed to report that to the police, and they were not. So clearly they don't care about underage girls they don't care about statutory rape. They care about people who buck their system, who have large families, who don't let their children watch television and the corrupting influence there, who are having, you know, large families and are raising them in a very moral and traditional way, because these people they see as potential counter-revolutionaries. And that's why they're starting now to attack the traditional Catholics as well. People who see what the Jews are trying to do, you know, to ruin our families so that we don't have large families and that our children are basically promiscuous and, you know, do drugs and end up, you know, getting killed and going to wars and fight for them, have their own abortions. So anybody who's seen as bucking their system has to be neutralized, and that is what that was all about. I think that's a prime example of the culture wars right there.
We have a couple of calls. I want to make sure we get them up because the hour is flying by very quickly. Joanna, is that okay? Bring up some callers?
Sure.
Okay, let's bring up Daniel from Houston. Come on up.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Hey.
I'm all right. I kind of thought you would be hosting tonight. I was going to touch some issues there with Michael there, but we'll get back to that another day. This topic could go on for hours. There's so many facets to it. I would just bring in the communism socialism issue, and particularly Section 11 of Pope Pius XI's encyclical Divina Redemptoris, and it's real short. I'll just quote it. It's going to be quick. Is refusing to human life any sacred or spiritual character. Such a doctrine logically makes of marriage and the family a purely artificial and civil institution, the outcome of a specific economic system. There exists no matrimonial bond of the juridical moral nature that is not subject to the whim of the individual or of the collectivity. Naturally, therefore, the notion of an indissoluble marriage tie is scouted. Communism is particularly characterized by the rejection of any link that binds woman to the family and to the home, and her emancipation is proclaimed as a basic principle. She is withdrawn from the family and the care of her children to be thrust instead into public life and collective production under the same conditions as man. The care of the home and the children then devolves upon the collectivity. Finally, the right of education is denied to parents, for it is conceived as the exclusive prerogative of the community, in whose name and by whose mandate alone parents may exercise this right. I mean, this whole situation with the Bolshevik Revolution being that they were the first ones in the whole history of the Western civilization to institute abortion on demand, no-fault divorce, the abrogation of parental rights, quote-unquote public education, and then you were talking about earlier the younger generation not having historical critical thinking skills. They have all forgotten all these things, and they just think that the USSR is gone and these things are all in a bygone era of communism. To me, this country is being ripped apart by two of the most diabolical forces, and they both happen to have Jewish relations to them. I think the communist social influence and an unbridled capitalism. So on the social level, we're being ripped apart with all these influences that were instigated long ago, started long ago, and we're just basically being raped financially so the families can no longer thrive. Large families is, you know, is a very strong or highly improbable because of these issues. I mean, this directly has a Jewish tie in here.
Now, let me ask you this, Daniel, because you and I have discussed this privately before. How do you see everything, given what you just said, how do you factor in what is going on with regards to the war against Islam, and in particular also what is going on with the war against Russia?
Well, I think the war against Islam is clear for any clear-thinking person. It is to force secularization upon the Islamic world so that the same destruction that was wrought on Christendom can happen there, too. And the prime example is England. England, they just had this thing where they released a study. Women 30 years old and younger, on average, have had 7 to 6 abortions as birth control. And now they're doing the chimeras, you know, they're doing half cows, half human beings. As far as I'm concerned, either the Catholic Church there steps up and puts a line in the sand, or I say, let England go totally Muslim. I'd rather have the whole country convert to Islam to stop this, to stop these.
No, I totally agree with you. Even as what I would consider to be a fairly strict traditional Catholic, I tell people, I say, listen, you know, they say, oh, aren't you afraid that the Muslims are going to take over? And I say, no.
No.
I would rather live in an Islamo-Christian civilization than I would in a Judeo-Christian civilization.
Absolutely.
Because at least with the Muslims in control, I don't have to worry about my children being turned into pimps and prostitutes.
Not just that. The ultimate basis will be in the Islamic and the Catholic or Christian civilization, you have the protection of the natural law. In a Jewish world, it'll be the Talmud.
That's right. Daniel, thank you for an excellent call. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back for the last 5 minutes of this fascinating show, and we will bring up the rest of the callers. Everyone, stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of this May 23rd edition of the Piper Report. I want to thank Mike for allowing me to fill in for him out of all the lunatics that he knows, and I guarantee you he knows a lot of lunatics. For whatever reason, he has entrusted all of you into my, what he calls, capable and competent hands, although that is certainly up for debate. Of course, we have with us tonight our very special guest, Joanna Francis, soon to be a star writer for the uglytruth.wordpress.com website. Joanna, what do you have to say about Daniel's comment?
Oh, very prescient. I mean, everything he said is exactly what they're trying to do here in the United States. I mean, communism is seen as an economic model, but in essence, it is just Jewish domination and what they purport to do here. It was just a Jewish coup of Russia. You know, they had been smoldering for possibly centuries at being held down by the czars, so they finally, you know, overthrew them, killed them. And communism was a trick to essentially appropriate all of the property of the Christians, to close all of the churches, to corrupt their morals. Everything that I said earlier that is the opposite of the Christian order. It's like the Soviet Union was the Jews' dry run at world domination. And because they're not truly committed communists, because it was Jews here in the West, Jewish capitalists on Wall Street, who funded the Bolshevik Revolution. So that's why my central thesis is that they kill us from the left and they kill us from the right. They pinch us in the middle between communism and capitalism. On the left, we have them, you know, agitating in the culture wars and killing us through abortion and through their corruption. And on the right, now that they've taken over the Republican Party and it's the neoconservative party, they're sending us off to die in wars for Israel. So, but the bottom line is that we're all the ones doing the dying. And the central plan is Jewish domination of the world, and the Soviet Union was their dry run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
At the expense of millions of Christian lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just millions, if we were to believe the writings of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who spent, a few weeks in the gulag. According to him, the number may be as high as 66 million. 66 million. You know, when we hear all about the number, the magical six number, in terms of the number of Jews who were killed in the Holocaust, the 6 million.
Weren't really killed in the Holocaust?
Yeah, that they purport were killed in the Holocaust, the 6 million. It is only 1/11th of what we can accurately believe died in the Soviet Union under Jewish Bolshevism.
And anyway, most people don't know it in the West. They don't know that we are the actual Holocaust victims and the Jews are the perpetrators, not the other way around.
We've got one more caller I want to bring up here, and it is Carl from Montreal. Come on up.
Hey. I'm a regular listener. I'm up here in Canada, American citizen. I've called before. Mm-hmm. A few things I want to say, because I'm, you know, from a Protestant Catholic family, you know, about the church. I know what the Bible says about how the whole world's been deceived and how Satan's the god of this world. He wants people killing each other, keep them divided, because that benefits his, you know, plan and what he has. He control the whole world and consolidate power. And I believe that, you know, this is all climaxing in Armageddon. A lot of people may not want to hear the truth, but I believe, you know, just like the Bible says, the whole world's been deceived. I don't believe it's just the Catholic that's apostate. I believe the Protestant and all of Christendom and a lot of these other religious groups are also part of this, you know, satanic.
I would agree with you completely, Carl, and I want to thank you for your call. Joanna, cannot thank you enough for coming on. I will have you back on soon. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, look for Joanna Francis out there on the Internet. I guarantee you she will be out there soon. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Good night.
Men.